from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Police lined up opposite protesters on the campus of UCLA this morning. The Los Angeles Police Department declaring a citywide tactical alert, telling those camped out they must leave. KABC Chopper reporter Chris Christie.
People are now converging from all over that encampment. You have supporters on the left who were here to defend the encampment, and you have the people who have been setting up this encampment now at the entrance of the encampment.
Yesterday, there was a clash between pro-Palestinian protesters and counter-protesters at UCLA. Across college campuses nationwide, there have been hundreds of arrests so far. In Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, not far from Madison, a student with a gun outside a middle school was shot and killed. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says they had reason to believe he was headed inside, intending to carry out a mass shooting.
This incident took place outdoors. The subject in this case never gained entry to the school building during the incident, and the subject was a student in the Mount Horeb School District.
The whole thing is under investigation. The head of the largest health insurance company in the country, United Health Group, is apologizing before Congress for the massive hack that occurred earlier this year. Here's ABC's Perry Russum.
CEO Andrew Witty in front of a Senate committee yesterday saying the hacking group Black Hat broke into a crucial data system.
The portal they accessed was not protected by multi-factor authentication.
Witty says the hackers were able to get in partially because the company's system did not have a basic safeguard used by everyday apps like Facebook and Gmail. Some senators arguing because of the size of United Health, any hack poses a national security threat.
In Arizona, lawmakers have voted to repeal the 1864 near total abortion ban that was reinstated by the state Supreme Court. State Senator Jake Hoffman wanted that ban kept in place.
Today is a dark and sad day in the history of our great state.
You're listening to ABC News. A new look today at the devastation in Gaza from Israel's war with Hamas. The UN now estimates if the war stopped right now, it would take 16 years to rebuild all the homes that have been destroyed in Gaza. Israel still waiting on Hamas's response to its latest ceasefire offer. The White House today introducing $3 billion in new funding to help communities across the country replace their old lead water pipes. The EPA estimates there are 9 million lead pipes in use nationwide. At least six people, including four children, hurt in a drive-by shooting in Fort Worth, Texas.
The attack was sudden and apparently unprovoked. A car sped into an apartment complex parking lot, and either the driver or a passenger or both started shooting, hitting six people. The youngest victim is three.
I'm a parent myself. I can only imagine how heart-wrenching this would be for a parent for their child to be shot.
Fort Worth Police Chief Neil Noakes is looking for suspects and a motive. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
In Chicago, police have arrested a suspect in the murder of a police officer shot while on his way home from his shift. Tests on beef for bird flu are in.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture said it tested 30 samples of ground beef in states where dairy cattle had tested positive for bird flu, finding no fragments of the virus. USDA says this reaffirms that the meat supply is safe.
ABC's Richard Cantu, a new scientific study confirming cold beer does taste better. Chinese researchers say the best temperature, 41 degrees. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.